this morning we have a guest joining us in studio from Kimbleton. Steve Hewton is in with us this morning. He's recently written a novel called Back in the Day, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and his experiences. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the time this morning.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. How does a guy who has spent his life as a plumbing, heating, electrical contractor, doing a lot of things with his hands, how does he suddenly become a writer?
Well, I retired, and I guess I had the little time to do it. In college, my English professor said that I had a gift for writing and I should do something with it. So she kind of planted a seed in my head, and I had to work. I just couldn't drop out and be a writer. So I just kept thinking about it, and after I sold my business, I started to write.
And you were not the traditional college student heading in at 18 years old.
No, sir. I graduated from college about 2 weeks before my 30-year high school class reunion.
So it's still fresh in the mind there, too. It's not ancient history for you. I want to talk a little bit about that, because writing is something that a lot of people say they want to do, but then, okay, great, I want to be a writer. Now, what do I write about? Was that difficult for you to figure out what exactly it was that you wanted to write about?
No, it had been running around in my head for quite some time. I just had to put it together. It just kind of flows out. I could maybe write for 2 or 3 hours a day, and then when it quit coming, that was it. Then you would wait till tomorrow or the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I sat in front of the computer for 15, 20 minutes and turned it off and went on about my business. There's just nothing come out that day. So it took about a year and a half to get it all done. And it was strange. I wrote the first chapter, then I wrote the last chapter, and then I wrote the middle. That's just how it came out.
Really? Excellent. Now, this is a book that's fiction, but it's based on some of your own experiences, correct?
Correct. Some of the experiences are mine. Some of the experiences are friends of mine. And it is a fiction novel, but there's a lot of truth in it. People that know me, some of my friends, they kind of recognize who's who in there.
Oh, I'm sure they do. And you're paying them big royalties, right?
Well, yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Something like that. I'll get you beer next Friday night. Jimmy Reno is the lead character in the book.
Correct.
Can you talk a little bit about the experience? What are you doing throughout the book? What should they expect?
Well, it starts in of course it's back in the day in the late '60s. Jimmy Reno, new kid moves to town, and Jimmy befriends him, and they get to be really close. And they they chase girls and drive cars and play football, like we all did. And they end up with a really good football team, and so through the high school, they're kind of on top of the world. Well, then they have to go off to war, and then we're down at the bottom, on the other end of the spectrum, and then the homecoming and trying to crawl back up out of the hole and get on with their lives.
Sure, you're a veteran.
Correct.
You served overseas.
Yeah, I was in Vietnam in 1970.
So you saw plenty.
Yeah, enough.
Was this therapy maybe in some ways for you then too?
Oh, no, not really. It was some of the things, that I felt, when I came home, and some mm-hmm. of my friends felt, or I tried to depict that.
It's difficult to do that, though.
Yeah, very difficult. I didn't understand it myself at the time. Still a lot of it I don't understand.
Yeah.
Never will.
Well, no, some of that stuff you just can't ever understand. But so this is really a book about a young man who's living the life a lot of people, say, back in the '60s lived. Like, as you mentioned, school and chasing girls, a little football and all that kind of stuff. All of a sudden, the war comes a-calling, and off you go. And then you're back home again at one point. It's kind of walking through some of those things. Is this a book that everyone can relate to?
I think so. In fact, the gentleman that edited Tate Publishing, he said a lot of people could relate to it because it shows the relationship between Jimmy and his friend Stanley. Their bond. How that is good for people. Whenever Jimmy got into trouble, he could fall back on his family. I think that almost anyone could relate to it. I think people my age, that lived in the 60s, goofed around, had fun, and then I had to go off to the war and then come home. I think, they would relate to it probably more, but I think it's a good book that a lot of people can relate to.
Sure. Is it a book about a small town kid, or can anybody that grew up even in the biggest cities relate to some of the experiences?
I think so. It was probably more on a small town. His girlfriend is a dad is a farmer, mm-hmm. It wouldn't make a whole lot of difference, I don't think.
Yeah, pretty much anybody could pick some different experiences out of that.
Well, I've had people that have read it have told me, well, wow, that could have been me. Mm-hmm. Or some people even said, well, that was me. how'd you know to write this about me?
I don't remember signing that release. What are you doing to me? How difficult was it from a technical standpoint? How difficult was it to get going on a book? It's one thing to have an idea and to think it's a great idea and to put it to paper and stuff, but then you got to find somebody to publish it and everything too. How was that process for you?
Well, the publishing, once you're done writing a book, you have to copyright it. And I think they have spies there, because as soon as it was copyrighted, then I started hearing from several different publishers, mm-hmm. and I just kind of picked Tate because they seem to be they seem to be the best.
You almost feel like an athlete. They're recruiting you all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, kind of. They really liked the book, told me so, and they said they would do me a good job, and so far they have.
And this is a book that's it's not just in the local bookstores and things. This is a book you can get anywhere.
Yeah, correct. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and bookstores all over the country. It was released the 31st of December.
Was this your first crack at writing a book?
Correct.
Wow. A lot of people write many before they ever get them published and get them out in mass production.
Yeah, I guess I was fortunate. It just kind of flowed right. And like I say, Tate has really helped me a lot. It was my first rodeo, and I thought, well, I'll go with somebody that's really kind of a proven publisher, and it's worked well. I've sold, quite a few copies, and everyone has liked it.
Steve, what were your expectations coming into this?
I think it's going to be a really good book. I think it's going to sell a lot of copies, and I hope I can watch it on the big screen.
I mean, when you sit down writing, everybody has in the back of their mind that they'd love to be like on the New York Times bestseller list or something like that. But, it's realistic for some, maybe not so much for others. But, you kind of have an idea of where you want to go with something like this. And I think it looks to me, I haven't had a chance to read the book. I've been able to thumb through it a little bit and read some of the notes from the publishing company and things. But it looks like something, as you said, that a lot of people can relate to. It's the type of a book that you can pick up and you can read all the way through it if you like, but you can pick it up and read parts of it, set it back, come back to it later and pick up and not feel like you miss anything.
Correct. I think that sums up pretty good.
And it's about the right length too. So if folks want to check that out, where can they find that book?
Online, bookstores, or I have a few copies in my pickup.
You get it anywhere, pretty much at bookstores and things, and you can get it online as well.
Correct, as a ebook.
Very good. Amazon.com. I know BarnesandNoble.com have them there as well. And you can find out more if you want to go to TatePublishing.com in the bookstore. You can find things there, too, and get more information about those types of things and find out where it's in distribution. But the book is called Back in the Day, and it's written by Steve Hewton from Kimbleton. And, Steve, congratulations on your first chance. Yeah, are you working on the next one now?
Well, thank you. There's nothing running around in my head yet. I want to get this one off the ground, see how it goes first.
Was it possible Jimmy Reno could become a regular character?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not. The way I ended the book, it'd be hard to have a sequel.
Well, you just never know.
No, you never know.
In today's world, who knows with books, huh? Yeah. Very good. Well, again, congratulations on the success of the first go-around, and wish you the best in the future. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you, sir.